CJUM 101.5, University of Manitoba in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Manitoba being in Canada. On planet Earth.
Hey everyone, it's me, the Album Authority, and I hate to break it to you guys, but these are not live episodes of Album Authorities. This is previously aired episodes. Like all great movements, I need my time to go back, to refresh, to regroup so that we can build this movement stronger. They asked me which episodes do I want. I said I didn't care because all I make is classics, all I make is hits. So enjoy these previous episodes of Album Authority, and I will come back to you guys in September with more fresh, revolutionary, world-changing radio. Hello and welcome to Album Authority. This is the 78th episode, and I am your host, the one and only Album Authority. I am your voice of freedom in the block, your whisper in the night. And you know, really, I am like kind of one of the only social supports, really one of the only social institutions left. Like, think about it. Church, barely attended anymore. A lot of the ones here in Manitoba are like starting to run down. Community orgs, dead. Forget about it. Don't even think about it. Unions were gutted decades ago. So really all we have left is Album Authority. You know, it's one of the few places where the whole family, maybe the whole community, can come together and take a breath and really enjoy their time as a community. And I am here at the service of society. You know, I'm serving my role in the social contract as social glue. I'm holding it all together. And, you know, in keeping in that role, I'm playing another album I think everybody ought to love, an album I think it's almost impossible to dislike. I'm sure that's not true, because, you know, tastes can vary, but whatever. This isn't the album from the band I've been listening to the most recently, but it's an album I started listening to after when I remembered it, and I had just been listening to the other one. And I just remembered that I had it on vinyl as well, so I was like, oh, I gotta play this album. It's also their best album, so. That album, of course, would be legendary band REM's 1983 album, Murmur. I believe it's 1983. My brain kind of said it was 1986, but so I'm checking right now. This is the professional social glue performance that you get here at Album Authority. Yeah, it's 1983. See, I shouldn't doubt myself. Like, I have such a prestigious role. I should know that I haven't just got it for nothing. But REM has, it's their best album, but it's also their first album. But REM has an absolutely stacked discography, and it's really surprising how good they remained for almost two decades, and consistently. There's a few misses, you know, Monsters, not great. It's everywhere, but it's there. What's the other ones? I don't even remember some of the other ones because they're just random. I wouldn't have Green. Nah, that album's not that bad. Not that good. Ooh, there's another one that doesn't do it for me. I gotta find it here. Might be just Green and Monster that really kind of miss. I'm not big on Life's Rich Pageant, but it's there. It's one of the most consistent runs in rock, you know, especially for a rock band. I feel that the lifespan of rock is so much shorter than everything else. It's really shocking that they're good for so long. And I remembered REM recently because I started listening back to Automatic for the People, because I found it was kind of fitting the niche of my weekends, you know, the kind of slow, some almost twangier feeling worked for my, like, 6 a.m. Taking the bus to work. You know, the walking to the bus station or walking from the bus station, and the streets just dead, especially on Saturdays, fits really well. It's one of the only times in Osborne Village that it's ever dead, and it's kind of nice. It's like, if you go there about 6:15 on a Saturday, and it's a cold walk, nobody's there. And for that, Automatic for the People fits really well. It's more melancholic, it's slower, almost more vast feeling. Murmur, by contrast, is tighter, faster, and I'd say a lot more intense than Automatic. Honestly, these are both albums with the covers fit really well. I just realized this recently, but, you know, Murmur is this, the cover, I recommend you guys all look it up. It's this rich, kind of grassy area, but it's super, like, overexposed or whatever the term is, like, bright or washed out. So there's, like, a very alien feel to it. And it's a very dense picture. Like, there's so much texture in it. that it's almost a perfect album cover for the music. I mean, there's a realness to it, a kind of embodied by a core rock sound that kind of gets shown by the image of the nature. Kind of the folk elements too are there, and it's so seamlessly tied into this weird kind of rich atmosphere with a lot of post-punk feeling to it, and kind of an alienness to it, where the album cover really fits. Maybe like an isolation is almost a better term. The album almost feels, and the picture especially, there's something so simultaneously grounded and airy about the album that I love. It feels like it's almost in its own liminal space, and it kind of embodies and explores that so well. And this album is all at once jangly, folk-like, spacey, and rootsy. It's a really hard album to kind of sum up, but it's an album I love for its contradictions, and it doesn't feel contradictory at all. It just feels immediate and timeless. And this album has a great use of, like, piano and strings, or what, maybe strings, I don't even know. And it really works. It kind of adds a sense of gravitas to it, kind of similar to Skylarking last week, but a lot more muted and subdued, kind of like the colors on the album. Seriously, you guys really should look up the cover, because it's kind of a subtle masterpiece for the album. I really have been appreciating the kind of whole experience of an album recently, you know, the background knowledge, the cover, the time, the place, and they all kind of come together alongside the actual music to give such a holistic experience. There's something I love about the album as a form that goes beyond just, you know, the pacing of the music, the structure, the intentionality of it. But there's a feeling of wholeness that I love so much. You know, everything in it is curated by the artist in a way that really a playlist can't ever be. You know, I think the album as a form is, it just really expands on what music means and how we understand it. I think Murmur is a great example. You know, if you'd heard this band in the 80s, heard of them, and you walk into the store, you've seen this kind of alien cover, I feel like you'd be really intrigued and mystified in a way that just hearing the music kind of wouldn't do. And I feel like that adds so much to a band that you don't even realize. Or maybe, like, I don't know, like super popular bands like The Smiths and Radiohead have a reputation of them, or their albums do, that kind of add to the music themselves. So I think that, you know, I'm a fan of the album as an art form. I made my whole show about it, but I think covers have been playing a really good role in that. Like, even Skylarking, if you look at that cover, it's a bright blue. It kind of fits really well. I think it really also inclines how you think of the music. You know, you kind of, the image is in your mind. It's already, like, given to you before you have it. And also, a ton of album covers are just iconic, like artworks. Anyways, here is Murmur, starting with Radio Free Europe, much like the role UMFM serves here in Manitoba. Tell me the radio is gonna stay.
Put your hair back, you get to leave 11 gallows on your sleeve. Shallow figured, winners paid 11 shadows way out of place.
Standing to
That was Radio Free Europe, Talk About... Nope, sorry. Radio Free Europe, Pilgrimage, Talk About the Passion, and Perfect Circle, all off of REM's 1983 album, Murmur. As you can tell off the first songs, this album has a pretty solid, kind of faster pace to it. It kind of runs at the beat of a jog a lot of the time, which is elite. Songs that hit like a good running pace, a good jogging pace specifically, are the best. Too fast, it's like just doing a bit much. Too slow, it's like, can't really get into this. But if, you know, those are the best running songs. Songs that have the pace of a run. Which feels very dumb to say, but it's not so simple to find those songs. But Radio Free Europe and Pilgrimage, in my mind at least, really have that pace. And in my mind, they're just really twin songs. You know, they have the same pace. They have the kind of the same flow into the chorus. But I think of the two, I much prefer Pilgrimage. Radio Free Europe is a perfect album opener. But Pilgrimage has this kind of winding, spacious feeling to it that I love. It almost feels like Michael Stipe is coming closer, and he's just coming at you closer and closer, and then further away, he kind of backs off. And the little additions, the little additions of like, I don't even know, what is it, like the synths or something? I'm trying to remember. I totally forget. Or like maybe the background vocals are great too. The take a turn. Also, apparently there's a vibraphone on here, which is the little things right before going into the guitar. There's a little guitar. I'm so bad at describing music, which you'd think would not be the case. But let me try to find this. Oh, I can't even sync lyrics to this. Wow. There's a little doom doom doom, and there's a little vibraphone hits that I really like there. Yeah, I'm not great at, you know, I'm good at describing like the vibe of something. I'm so bad at actually describing music because I don't know anything about instruments, how to play them, half the time what they are, what chords are, no clue. I just know vibes and I know emotions, okay, and that I can talk about. And it makes for such, that little part makes for such a good earworm and this kind of really atmospheric, spacious sound. Pilgrimage is so good. It's kind of hard to explain why. Like, you just kind of have to listen to it, and then you know, which a lot of the times is the case about music. But Talk About the Passion is a song I liked. I like every song on this album. This is another perfect album, by the way. No skips on here. But Talk About the Passion didn't really stick with me until recently. You know, as a pop song, it just has the perfect flow. The verses and choruses stay the perfect amount of time. The backing vocals is... Take a turn. Everything on this song is perfect. Michael Stipe's vocals are fantastic. He conveys such melancholy in his voice, and the strings or whatever is on there, they do so much to help that. I just didn't realize how great this song was until recently, and it is it's a perfect melancholic pop song. And then the kind of faster pace of the album slows down into Perfect Circle, which. Again, just really goes to show how good Michael Stipe's vocals are. The chorus on that song is so good. It's sung with such a strong feeling. I don't know how to even describe it, which just sucks because I just said I was really good at describing about 5 seconds ago. But there's a strong feeling of like, almost like a longing, but a distance and a kind of dulling of time. And it's kind of, it's like the feeling of reminiscing, or it just kind of embodies that it perfectly. The bass on it is also just fantastic. It makes for just such a good flow for the vocals to be sung on top of. You know, this is another great song. I didn't realize how good it was until recently. And honestly, this album is such a pleasure to come back to. It had been like 6 or so months. And it's really one of my favorite parts of the show is just coming back and looking at albums that I know are great and that I know I love, but just looking at them again. You know, I remember now what got me back into this album. It was... Okay. So I remember I got into REM in 2024. It was around, like, April. Because I was looking back at my monthly playlists. And I think I saw a few REM songs in there. I'm pretty sure the one I did see was Monty Got a Raw Deal off Automatic for the People. And that kind of set me into re-listening to Automatic. Because, okay, I got into REM during April of 2024. So then by the time it was June 2024, you know, I'd already had some great spring runs to Murmur. And by the time it was June, I was getting, like, it was just kind of going back to specific parts of REM. That would have been, so that time, and that, honestly, that June 2024 album was elite. You know, on there it was REM, XTC, Bowie, PJ Harvey, Alice in Chains, like, it was a stacked. And there is another band that genuinely, while writing this script, felt like it triggered a light bulb in my head for the next episode. So I'm just not going to say what it is, but, man, I really miss spring runs. Like, spring runs are the best. That is the best time of year for a run. You know, it's not, all the snow's gone, but it's still kind of chilly enough to wear a long sleeve. Maybe it's like 10 degrees. And it's one of the best times of the year, honestly. And Murmur is the perfect vibe for that kind of run. And, oh, like, man, listening to these songs, I just make me miss running. You know, I've been injured for, like, over a month now. And at first it was kind of nice to not you have to use my time running, but now I just miss it. And even today, I know I was running. I was just seeing how my knee was, so I started running, and I got, like, a mile in, and that was it. And now I just miss running. Like, I feel so sedentary. Like, I need, like, an outlet for all this excess energy. You know, I've been running consistently, like, on and off for, like, 4 years now. And it's just basically rewired my brain to need cardio. And the gym does not get close at all. Like, honestly, I think I'll just start cycling, like, inside while there's still snow if I have to. Because I just need to get some sort of cardio in. And the running outside is the best. And what I especially miss is just, that feeling of running outside. Specifically the feeling of just going somewhere. And that's why the treadmill, like, just sucks so much. Because, like, I love the feeling of just expanding where you go in a day. It's like, yeah, I gotta go to university, but at least I hit up this random loop around the river at 10 a.m. That's a great feeling. Instead of just running on, like, a rubber track or whatever treadmills are made. It's probably made of rubber. I do love the feeling of when you step off a treadmill, though, and it feels like you're still, like, you still have to run, even though you're just walking. I really hope that my physio gets the results, because I don't even care if I do the half marathon this year. I just want to run. And these songs are not helping at all, especially when I remember getting into them in April of 2024. I think I got into Automatic for the People more in the summer, if I remember correctly. This was more of like a spring situation. And I think that's a fitting thing. Though I feel like Automatic for the People, which you guys should all listen to, by the way. I just didn't play it because I don't have it on vinyl. It's not their best album, and it's kind of the more popular one. But that's more, that fits a wider range of vibes. I do feel like Murmur really fits a spring vibe, which I was feeling up until recently. And then we got hit by a snowstorm last night, which sucks. Because I was really starting to feel, I was like, oh man, the snow's gone. It's kind of warm out. It's not that cold out. It's only like 3 degrees or something. So, but I really thought we were done with winter, and then we got hit with a storm. I was really starting to feel the murmur, the skylarking of it all. You know, the listening to the June playlist, the stacked June playlist, and then I get hit with snow. So you can't win in Manitoba. We should all know that by now. But anyways. Here's more of the album, and I think these, I was gonna say, I think these are kind of the last best songs for running are kind of done on the album, but here is Catapult off of REM's 1983 album Murmur, and give me 5 seconds to flip the record.
Did we miss anything? Catapult.
That was Catapult, Sitting Still, We Walk, and West of the Fields, all off of REM's 1983 album, Murmur. Catapult is a song I can't really hear divorced of the context of the album. Like, it is a kind of perfect B-side song one song for me, and I kind of just think of it as that. You know, I think of it as when I flip the record, that's the song that starts right away. You know, after the tempo drop of Perfect Circle. Because of that, I don't really listen to it outside of the album. It's also a song that on vinyl has more depth to it than I was used to. And it sort of feels larger and more expansive. Actually, this album sounds just a lot better on vinyl. My setup at home isn't that good because I don't have headphones. But listening to it here at the studio, anything on vinyl is so much better because you can just hear so much more depth on it and not compressed. So, Sitting Still is kind of, it's incredible because of the vocals. Again, the way Stipe sings, "The kitchen stands back, not me," which I have no idea what that means, and I looked it up just because I was curious, and apparently it means nothing. But he sings it with such a visceral style, and this is like the most straightforward kind of rock song off the album. It feels a lot more folky with its call and response kind of structure with the guitar. Honestly, I was kind of lying about the whole being last songs being good for running thing being done, because this song and West of the Fields are perfect for running, and kind of the second half of the album is pretty good for it. So I did lie to you guys. Or not lie, I just needed, you know, I needed something to say to transition back into the album. I hope you guys can forgive me. But between those two songs is We Walk, a delightful little song with kind of just such a jaunty feeling to it that is one of my favorites off the whole album. I was looking on Reddit, I know, and I think this is the one that fans tend to not choose, so they have to pick one song to get rid of or something. But I love this song. It's so nice. It's the most unique one on the album. I know the other songs are like this incredible groove-driven song, but this song is just feels so pretty, you know. It soundtracks so many days to me. I regularly just wake up with it in my head. It just really captures the unique feeling for me, but much way more happy than Perfect Circle. I just love the repetition on it. It just feels so light. And it has such a step to it. And the lyrics of, you know, the up the stairs to the landing line feels so perfect because it goes to the beat of almost walking up the stairs. It just has this feeling of a nice, cozy, winding wood staircase. You know, it reminds me of, kind of in spirit, of my grandparents' house. You know, going up and down these long wood stairs to the basement. I don't know, it just has a carefree feeling to it that I love. And the way it kind of fades out and builds up at the same time is so good. It kind of just gives the perfect kind of release of tension right into West of the Fields, which is an intense song and might be the best song on the album. I don't know if it's my favorite, but it might be the best one. The way it builds up, it's just relentless. It's a perfect song and another great running song. You know, I really did lie to you guys. I needed a transition sentence. I really apologize. But the way that they sing West of the Fields just makes for such an intense, almost haunting feeling to it. I had no idea that's what they were saying because they're almost West of the Fields. Like, it's just, it doesn't really sound like West of the Fields at all. I love it. It just keeps building and building. It doesn't really go anywhere. It just kind of stops. They're just kind of like, all right, we're done. And it's the perfect end song to an album. And this is, again, another perfect album. And, like, Murmur is a defining perfect album for me. Like, this is a 10 out of 10 in bold, okay? Like, I hold it in my head as a pillar of a 10 out of 10. So when I try to, like, rate an album, I'm like, is this as perfect as Murmur? And sometimes I'm like, nah, it's almost there, but it's not there. By all means, it's not my favorite album, but it is a perfect album. And for me, it hits all the notes. You know, it's a slick 44 minutes, which, as you may know, is my ideal album length. It's paced perfectly with songs like Perfect Circle and We Walk to break up the tension and, you know, give you a breath. It has such a perfect image and sound. It just embodies and sticks within and kind of explores all the range of it. It just makes for a perfect singular image in my head. Like, to the point where when I think of Murmur, I don't think of one such song. I just think of a feeling. You know, I think of the album cover. And it's just like a sound in my head. It's not Pilgrimage. It's not We Walk. It's just a sound. And it makes for such a beautiful cohesion of a contradictory kind of sound. And it's such a perfect album. It sits so well in REM's discography. It's sort of a great starting point, literally, from which their sound kind of changes and shifts. And in my opinion, is never really as good, but it's okay because I wouldn't want a Murmur 2. You know, I got what I needed out of that album. So when you get to Reckoning, a very different album, you know, I'm happy with it. And REM really served as, like, the foundation of what was kind of called, like, American alt-rock. I think it was also called college rock. It's really funny to me that the college radio, as an institution, had such influence and size in its niche that became associated with specific music and genre names. And now, really, only that only has that reputation is Album Authority, you know, has such a monolithic, genre-defining influence to it. And I would say, you know, I would say everybody should thank me first, because I am kind of the solo driving force behind the Oasis reunion, and the kind of, I would say there's kind of like a weird resurgence of Britpop in the culture right now. You know, I'm seeing more Adidas tracksuits in a styled in a certain way, you know how it is. You know, I think the Album Authority Anglophilia that I show on this show, what a weird thing to write, is going to really shift, and already is shifting the culture around me. And, you know, my great curse is to be annoyed when people start liking the things I like, which is true. Every time I like something and then it gets bigger or people like it, I get kind of mad. I'm like, you don't like it like I do, and you don't like it how I will. And I get annoyed when people talk about it too much. You know, that's my curse. And it's really a monkey's paw moment here. Like, yes, I want to be an influential cultural figure. And the monkey's paw curls. And now I have to be cursed with everybody liking things that I like, because I am the influential voice of a generation that I am. I'm like Kurt Cobain, but instead of, you know, getting depressed, doing heroin, and killing myself, allegedly, I think there was like a report that they think it might be a homicide. But instead of that, you know, I drink within moderation, and I get kind of annoyed sometimes when people like things that I like. Anyways, that was REM's 1983 album, Murmur, an incredible classic that you guys should all listen to front to back. But what you should also do is stick around and listen to today's Canadian Song of the Week, local band Hut Hut's EpiPen. Their new self-titled album came out. I liked it a lot. I feel like the band kind of played to their strengths here. It's good. You know, they have almost a silly sound. And if you saw the singer, you had no idea he sounds like this. But I saw some of these songs live 3 months ago, and I was really impressed. And I thought they were like a real caliber above the other ones, and were their best on the set. Anyways, here's Hut Hut's EpiPen off of their self-titled album that came out, I think, like last week.
Supporting musical diversity, this is CJUM FM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba.